everything art. Everything cultural. The cultural thing. The cultural thing.
I started off wanting to be a director as well, like everybody does. But I think that's because most people don't actually know many other jobs other than an actor or a director. So I started off directing, and because I was a nobody and had no money, nobody wanted to help me, so I had to produce my own projects. And after doing a few projects, I kind of realized that the films I'd made weren't necessarily amazing, but the fact that I'd got them made at all was a real achievement. And then other people started approaching me and asking if I could organize their films as well. So I kind of became more of a producer.
So are you a frustrated director?
No, I wouldn't say I was a frustrated director. I could direct if I wanted to. I may again at some point, but right now I think I'm certainly in more demand as a producer and enjoy having the power that a producer allegedly has.
Okay, do you want to explain a little bit more about what a producer does? Because I think a lot of people just think it's the second last name that you see on a film. So what is the role of a producer?
Producing is one of the most misunderstood roles probably in the film industry, and there are very many different types of producers. I mean, essentially, it's your job to get the project off the ground through production completed and into the market. So quite often the producer will be the first person on and the last person off. You may well bring on the team of people, including the director. I mean, you know, a lot of my projects, I've brought the director to the project. So it's really your ultimate responsibility to steer the project from beginning to end, make sure you're working with the right people. That does involve raising money and so on, which obviously most people think of a producer's role, but it can involve a lot of things that are very creative, like, you know, putting together the right team, inputting on the script development and all those types of things, and kind of steering the type of film that you want to make and that you think will go out and do well in the market that you're trying to access.
So how creative then is the role of the producer?
The thing with producing is you have to have an eye on everything that's going on with your production. So it's one of those weird things where it's often hard to exactly precisely put your finger on anything that the producer has done. However, when the production designer, for example, who does all the sets and stuff like that was chosen, the producer would have had a big say in that, and they would have kept an eye on what the production designer was doing and probably talked to them throughout the production and tried to steer what they were doing. But at the same time, they'll have been having an eye on what the director's doing, what the director of photography is doing, what the makeup artist is doing. So we've kind of input into everything, and it's only really the producer and the director that I would say input into everything. So it's kind of your responsibility for making sure that all those people are working towards the same goal. So actually the producer has quite a lot to do with the overall vision of the film.
So who owns the film? Is it the producer or the director?
Ownership is a difficult question. The producers usually own the rights to distribute and market the film, which they own that at the point of completion, but it's then sold straight away to distributors, or sometimes it's even those rights have almost been sold off before production to raise some money. So it is the producers who are responsible for collecting the money that the film makes, if any. So in that sense, you could say that the producers or the production company have ownership, but all of the parties involved, including the financiers and including all the creative people, it would have been contractually established before production, if everything's been done properly, as to how that money gets divided up between them all.
You're not from the Northeast, you're from London, but your company is in the Northeast. Could you talk a little bit about what the film scene is here in the Northeast, especially in comparison to maybe what it's like in London?
Basically, I guess the reason I'm up here is I came up here for university, studied media production at Northumbria, found it to be a great place to live, and so I'm still here, and I was making a lot of contacts in the industry. There is a very small industry in the Northeast. It's by no means centre of the UK's film industry, and the UK is not the centre of the world's film industry, so it is small. And that can work for you or against you, really. I mean, I was very quickly able to meet pretty much everybody who was anybody working in film up here, and thankfully seemed to make a good impression on most of them. As a producer, it kind of works quite well for me being here, because I'm applying for funding and there's less other people applying for that funding, so that kind of works okay. If I was crew and I was just relying on working on other people's films, it probably wouldn't work so well for me, because there's not that much production going on.
Are you fearful of the recession? Do you think that's going to make a big difference to the film industry here?
I am fairly worried about the recession. I mean, most of my funding up till now has been through public sources like lottery money and so on that gets fed into regional agencies which distribute that money to local filmmakers. So up until now, I don't think the recession's really hit me, but now that the government is looking to reduce public spending, they will be cutting providing funding to the arts and to agencies like those that fund me. So yes, going forward, it's going to be very tough.
How much are we looking at then to make a film?
Short films, I've made them between budgets of about £1,000 and £30,000. Once you get to full-length films for the cinema, even at the really low budget end of the UK industry, you're looking at a couple of hundred thousand.
How do you select the films that you want to do?
The films I want to make come from an interesting script, and ideally that interesting script will have some interesting people attached to it, because, you know, a great story still needs the right great director to tell that story. And I have to be able to raise money, because, you know, the film can't get made for free. Just reading the story will give me an idea of how we could raise money for it. If it's about a Scottish guy who sets off and journeys from Scotland to France to meet a long-lost relative or something, I could maybe find funding from Scottish organisations, from French organisations, and I could know that we could sell the film in those kind of markets. So that would be one way of financing that film, and that might make it a bit more attractive. But just to completely turn that on its head, a film that's set entirely in a bedroom in Middlesbrough, if it was a great, you know, well-written script, I might say, well, it's going to be very cheap, because all we have to do is shoot in this one bedroom in Middlesbrough. You know, there's not a huge amount of films that get made in Middlesbrough, and maybe I could talk to the council there and to local arts organisations and even individuals who might be interested in investing in a film. And they might feel that because it was a Middlesbrough film, they'd want to put in all the money. So it just depends.
Where would we go if we wanted to find out some of the films that you've done?
The best places to see my work would be on my company's website. My company is called Shudder Films, and that's at .co.uk. However, one of my latest short films, which we're quite excited about, is in a competition online in London, and it's in competition with 16 other films. Competition ends in a couple of weeks. That film is called Assessment.
So where would they go to see this film?
Go to www.filmlondon.org.uk/best_of_boroughs, and the film is called Assessment, as I mentioned. And you could even vote for it, which would be amazing, because as a North East filmmaker, we would love to win this competition and show all the other 15 filmmakers from London what we can do in the North East.
Nice one. Jack, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Gary.
You can get more information about The Cultural Thing and about arts in the northeast of England in general by visiting our website, garito.org/thecultural thing.
A Garito presentation.